Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. As we move through 2015, what lies ahead in the world of beer?
People want local. In an era when we can get information through the internet from places on the earth we may never visit, our buying habits are the inverse. They're the opposite. You want to know who's making your beer.
Local beer. It's on the rise.
I think the local movement will continue to move.
The local foods movement is also embracing beer, and local breweries will continue to spring up around South Dakota. Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings says a number of brew pubs and microbreweries are in the works.
There's a pile of them in some form or fashion in South Dakota. Sioux Falls, you'll probably see ones relatively soon. I know Lee Deadwood is building one. I know there's interest in, I've heard from people in Yankton. I've heard from people in Mitchell. I've heard from people in Pier. I've heard from people down close to Sioux City. And we're just talking in South Dakota. You skip across the border here into, Minnesota, and there's probably another dozen or so.
Seth is calling 2015 the year of beer in Brookings.
We opened in 2013, so we're going to be hitting year number two. But even the things that have moved from our day one have been amazing. All of the bars in town have embraced craft beer. There's so many new and wonderful selections. A number of locations willing to experiment with different tap lines. There's a number of places that are doing food and beer pairings. It is the year of beer.
Sully at Pints and Quarts in Brookings says we can expect to see more brewers coming into South Dakota and more beers.
More specialty beers, different processes. I think a lot of the trends are right now are going towards things like barrel aging or how the method by which you hop your beer or what you hop your beer with. Different additives.
Drew Eklund at the Brookings Liquor Store hopes to see additional breweries from South Dakota and the immediate area bottle their beer for sale in package stores. He says people want local beer, and the ones they distribute from the area are doing great.
Crow Peak out of Spearfish, Brow Brothers out of Marshall, Minnesota, and the newest player, Bank Brewing Company out of Hendricks, Minnesota. They're all doing terrific.
More when Beer Untapped with Perry Miller continues.
Hey, you beer me, beer us together naturally.
Now make every word beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking 2015 beer trends. One of the voices you heard right at the beginning of the show belongs to Dr. Sam Holloway from the University of Portland. Now, he's something of an expert in opening and running brew pubs and breweries, and he sees additional growth for craft beer in 2015 and beyond.
If you listen to the Brewers Association, they're talking about 20% market share by 2020. And so that'll take us from about 3,300, 3,400 craft breweries domestically right now to over 10,000 in just a few years. So there's still great growth, especially for local brew pubs and tasting rooms. It certainly is going to get a little bit tighter in the distribution game when you're trying to get into grocery stores, maybe trying to grow into a regional craft brewery, 15,000 barrels or above. But, for startups and for people that are wanting to build a local neighborhood brewery, I think there's still a lot of room.
Holloway spoke recently at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. Turning to the local scene, Drew at the liquor store says he's seen a little decline in popularity of that king of the craft beer scene, the IPA.
While they've reigned supreme in the craft beer world for years and years now, they're kind of leveling off, maybe even on the decline now. I've had to kind of cut their spot in the make-your-own six-pack cooler to make room for porters and stouts. They're on the rise. Some of it has to do with the time of year, I think.
It'll be interesting to see if that trend continues. Sully at Pints and Quart says people want variety, but IPAs, at least for him, remain very strong.
If I could have 35 different styles on tap at one time, I'd probably come pretty close to doing it. I mean, with a few exceptions of things like stouts and especially IPAs in this region. I mean, right now, we have how many varieties? They're moving, they're selling, and people are drinking them.
Oh, when I'm lonely, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Oh, when I want you only, I drink fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
How about some final predictions from our experts?
I think 2015 will be the year sour beer and saisons really take off. Will they be the next IPA? No, I don't think so. They're a little too funky to really gain mass appeal. But I think they will both expand immensely this year.
I would imagine there's going to be a lot more collaborations. As a lot of these breweries get a little bit older, they're going to start doing anniversary beers, which are typically always a very special and good beer.
I think we're going to see continued small breweries. I think we're going to see a populace that continues to explore new things. I think we're going to see a highly educated populace. I think people are going to continue to go to beer fests. I think their palates will continue to be, they'll continue to explore the outer reaches of their palates and define their flavors.
Finally this week, the Mike Tap Handle Beer of the Week at Pints and Quarts is actually a squad of beers from a new brewer to South Dakota, Zipline.
Four beers from Zipline Brewing are going to be our Mike Handle Beer of the Week this week, and it's going to be the New Zealand IPA, the American Triple, Oatmeal Porter, and the Black IPA.
Your chance to try some wonderful beers from Zipline Brewing out of Lincoln, Nebraska. That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next week, drink local and drink responsibly.